leave when they're sleeping, two children and a wife. I kiss the air above their heads and step into the night that's mine. The highway quiet, the load and dock alive, with the kind of men who understand what it means to drive. Your body passes preference for the sake of something solid, something called a mortgage, something called a promise you made when you said do, and then kept on saying, with the alarm and the steel-toed boots and the pain. Ford of a life you're building in the dark. My daughter left me a drawing on the dashboard yesterday, a horse and what I think is me. Or maybe it's okay if it's just a person, yellow circle head and stick arm. She wrote E underneath in letters like small farms of alphabet, uneven and entirely sincere. I drive with it taped up where I can see it clear, in the rear view on the bad nights when the shift runs long, and the body says enough and the mind says hold on. The night shift doesn't know your name or your daughter's drawn. Daughter's drawn, the night shift doesn't care a worker you mourn, and the night shift doesn't care about your back or your mourn, and that you'll sleep through with just the hours you got. Night shift lullaby, I'm singing it to them while they're sleeping, and I'm working at the hem of day and dark, the boundary where the honest labor lies. Night shift lullaby, into the dark to them in daylight, small but real. Night shift lullaby, father's midnight deal. I'll take the hours nobody else wants. I'll sing this night shift lullaby on fronts of exhaustion for the ones who sleep. My boy is 7 and he thinks I'm a superhero because I work all night. Bless his heart, he doesn't know the actual texture of the hair is on, which is not dramatic, but as stubborn as the same thought. Every night this is what I chose, and these are who I chose it for. Not glamorous, not glory, not what Hollywood, not what Hollywood explores. As the masculine just tired and reliable in there, showing up and showing up and showing up with care. Night shift lullaby, night shift lullaby for the ones who sleep. I had a conversation with a dying man last fall. He'd been religious all his life, the whole cathedral wall of doctrine. And he said to me in his last weeks, I wasted too much holy on the peaks and not enough on the valley, not enough on Tuesday dinner and the ordinary stuff. Of loving the specific people in my specific life, I prayed for everyone and was absent for my wife. He said the church of ordinary, that's the one. Church of the ordinary, I take my shoes off here. I'll take the hours nobody else wants. I sing them the kiss every knee. The altar is right here. Church of the ordinary, the altar is right here. The breakfast table, one lamp, truck cab and the field, the bedside and the hospital and the unrepealed moments of connection in the